Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. And we come to you in a slightly, well, not flustered, but what's the word, Suze?
Well, I was late, which is quite rare.
Which is very rare because I'm normally the late one.
But I think I'm always a little bit late and then you're always slightly later than that. And our poor producer, Emma, just has to wait.
Poor Emma.
Poor Emma.
Well, Susie came on and you said...
I've tried to do too many things.
And I said, that's what I do every morning. Just try and... Sorry.
No,
trying to say many, trying to say too many things in one
second. Exactly.
But I will, if I have 3 minutes, go, oh, well, rather than be early for the thing, I'll, you know, the next thing, I'll, maybe that's a great time to sort of sort through my sock drawer or fold up some towels or have, you know, wind up the clock.
Do you have a clock that you wind?
Yes, it actually sounds quaint, doesn't it? It's actually quite annoying.
Oh, is it the big one in the corridor?
Yes.
That is so old-fashioned. How frequently do you have to wind
it? Once a week.
And do you remember to?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Alfie, to be fair, Alfie does it a lot more than I do.
Right, because my nan used to have one. My nan had I think it's called a granddaughter clock.
A grandmother clock? Or
a grandmother.
Clock?
Is there a granddaughter? I know there's a grandfather.
Well, there might be.
Father.
There might be. I've only heard of a grandmother clock, which is sort of
I'd like a great-nephew clock.
Once removed.
Once removed, yes. On the mother's side. I would consistently forget to do that.
Yes, what were you trying to do?
Well, the thing is, Tom, is I'm going away on tour this morning. I'm going up to Chorley, Kendal, Southport, Buxton. This is
those
where we're
are
going.
Such lovely places.
Yes, well, I'm very excited for all of them. But what I've tried to do is pack my case, do a couple of loads of washing so that there's less for Alice to do while I'm away. That's and then I thought, why don't I change all the beds? By all the beds, I mean ours and our daughters. But
No, but it's a lot.
Of course, I've tried to do all of that in the space of about half an hour.
Mm.
And I would say not long enough, actually, Tom.
Well, and then, of course, with washing, what I've found is that you have to then schedule when it's going to finish.
Well, of course, but then, of course, you've got to make sure that the clothes horses
Are clear.
Are a val. And,
yeah.
Of course, I live in my gorgeous cold house. You know. I mean, it's really is first world problems, but all I'm saying is, I don't know if anybody else is like me, and they try and do 300 things when they've got time to do 127 things.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely hear you.
You're very smart. Where are you going?
I'm going for lunch with the accountant today.
Right.
And I like to dress as though I work in the bank.
I was about to say, you sort of look like George Banks.
Thank you. That's always been my goal.
I know. Have you got the button done up to the top even without a tie on?
Well, no, that's because I ran out of time. And actually, I was affixing my cufflinks, which are the ones that you very beautifully bought me.
Oh, that was kind of me.
Very beautiful. Yes.
What have they got on them? Fuck you.
They say clang.
They say clang. Oh, yes, they're your 40th. Oh, yeah, that's good. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good present. Well done me. Well done me in the past.
Well done you, Susan Alice. That was a lovely gift. So thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome very much.
I thought I'd wear that today to be smart boy. What's it? And also shout out to Mitch and Steve, who are currently fitting my boot room cupboard. The carpenter Mitch is here.
Oh my goodness.
And it's been very exciting.
Your boot room. You sound such like a country gent.
Well, it's a cupboard.
It's a cupboard, isn't it?
It's a cupboard with, which is going to have shoes in it, but I'm calling it the boot room and everybody's making fun of me.
Well, of course.
Also, getting the downstairs painted, not a euphemism, starting next week. And now I'm dithering on the colours, aren't I?
Of course you're dithering on the colours. What are you thinking?
Well, I was all out on a Sudbury yellow for the sitting room with white trim.
That's nice.
But then Mum said, I'm not sure about yellow. But the thing is, it's not a particularly bright room. It doesn't get a lot of sunlight.
How are we thinking, like luminous? You know, like that. Do you remember that paint that they had in Only Fools and Horses?
Yes,
are you thinking about that sort of thing?
Yeah, yes, exactly like that. Like
that'd be nice.
That's a great reference. Forgot about that episode.
That episode really stuck with me because it was the sort of thing I could really imagine my dad's and his brothers. No, I've just got the one. My dad and his brothers doing. So it really stuck.
Oh my goodness. And painting the mother's, isn't it the mother's gravestone or something? They paint the statue at the cemetery and it like glows.
Yeah. Maybe something like that, Tom, if you considered that. I don't know.
That's true. That would definitely bring a lot of light in.
Yeah. You maybe wouldn't need to turn on a light, and in the cost of living crisis with fuel reserves, you know.
Well, yeah, they want to put up my electricity bill, don't they? Even though I'm in credit. Anyway, that's another question. That's another.
Oh, Tom.
That's another consumer rights discussion, isn't it? Why do they? You're in credit. You know, are you in credit? I'm sure you are in credit with the electricity company. But they're like, we're going to put your money up. Like, why didn't you take it out of the credit you've been building up?
Well, that's the thing. My mum was doing this, and my mum's not great at things like that. So Alice rang them and pretended to be mum. Is that fraud? I probably shouldn't say that on here, should I?
I think everybody does it, don't they?
Everyone.
Well, if they're going to make the world so complicated that half the people can't even engage with it, then what do you expect?
Exactly.
My anarchist's perspective on it.
Of course, you are an anarchist. We anarchist always forget that about you.
Dressed as George Banks.
An anarchist dressed as George Banks. Have you got a title for your next book? Because I feel like potentially...
Oh, that's perfect, isn't it? Perfect. Yeah, perfect.
Absolutely lovely. Now, talk to me about this. What's it called? Sudbury Yellow?
Sudbury Yellow, of course.
So how bright is it?
It is... it's sort of a lemony yellow, I would say.
Oh, that's nice.
Lemony yellow with a white trim. But then I started and I started looking up light blues, or even like you have behind you, a darker blue. But I just worry about putting a darker blue in that room with the lack of light might make it look smaller.
I think, so I've been told that whole thing about dark colours making rooms look smaller is actually poppycock.
Great word.
Thank you. I'm full of them today. I've got all of the words.
All of the words.
I ate
very good
dictionary.
With words.
But I would say if you want it to be bright, I wouldn't go for a dark blue because we had, of course, that dark green in the flat.
Oh, yes.
And when the sun was pouring in, it was lovely. But in the winter, it was quite dark in there. We did have to have a lamp on a lot of the time.
Was it one of those sunlights as well, just to boost your mood?
Yes. One of those sad lamps.
Oh, yeah.
I like the idea of a white trim, though.
The white trim, I think, is going to look... And blue, a sort of... I like to call it a Wedgwood blue in the hallway. Is it in the hallway in the sitting room?
A Wedgwood blue? Is that like the plates and things?
Well, in my mind, yeah, but it might not look quite like that.
Are you thinking you want it to be minging?
oh, that's lovely.
Like a minging vase?
Like a Ming vase, yes.
Yes. Have you been in Tom's minging lounge? It absolutely mings.
People don't say that anymore, do they?
Minger has fallen out of the vernacular.
Yes, the word
real shame.
Real shame is a great word, wasn't it? I really enjoyed that.
That's the thing about language lost. I wonder if we could get in touch with Susie Dent.
Oh yes, I bet she's all over that.
Do you know, we're doing some of the same venues on tour, and I would absolutely love to see her show.
Has she got a show?
She's doing a show where she talks about words, but I think it'd be fascinating.
Oh, how interesting, like a lecture.
A lecture on lexicon. Is that
another great word, Suze.
Oh my goodness. I'm not entirely sure what lexicon means. Is it like
exactly
the amount
like you used it?
Is it?
Well, I think so, as far as I remember.
And they told me not to eat that dictionary. But here we are. I'm full.
I'm sure, isn't a lexicon like a language or like a vocabulary?
Is it a dialect?
Or it could be a dialect, I think, yeah.
I think so.
Like it's sort of like a dictionary. Lexicographer. Yeah. Isn't that somebody who writes a dictionary?
Oh, that's a long job, isn't it?
I'm sure I've seen it somewhere.
That's the sort of thing I can imagine you doing, Tom. No offense.
Lexicographer to the stars.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Dressed as George Banks.
Yes. What words would you like today? I'm trying to think of someone famous that I could do it for.
Poppins?
Mrs. Poppins. No, I think someone famous now. Ms. Swift.
Taylor Swift. Oh, like Taylor?
Yeah. Like, what words would you like to use?
Do you know, Tom, that she... I listened to a podcast. I listened to others, not just ours. I listened to a podcast about Taylor Swift. Mm. And when she goes on tour, there's such a shift in the economy to different towns that she visits and cities that she visits that economists have started calling it Swiftonomics.
I've heard about it. Where it
it's insane, isn't it?
Philadelphia's GDP or something. Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Well, I'll tell you what is really puzzling is that, not puzzling, but it turns out, so she announced her tour dates in Edinburgh, the same weekend that I was already booked to play there. So all the hotels are astronomically expensive now.
So are you staying in Glasgow?
So I'll be staying in Glasgow or possibly hot-footing it down to... Somewhere.
London.
Or London, probably.
What about getting the sleeper train?
Doesn't work on a Saturday. Looked at it. No, that would have been perfect. I know. What a cruel world.
Although it might be full of Swifties.
Oh, yeah, that would be a bit much, wouldn't it? Excuse me, I'm trying to sleep.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. That's what
you're saying. Would it be like some Like It Hot, you know, when they're all playing the instruments on the sleeper train?
I think it would be just like that, Tom, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yeah, except with the hope, it'd be like a loop pedal and someone with a boombox. Is it a boombox? Is it speakers?
Yes, sure.
Isn't that what they're called?
I think, wasn't a boombox the sort of thing that one might pop over their shoulder in like the 80s and 90s?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know, though. You must remember, I've got nice clothes, but I'm not that cool.
Suze, you are very cool.
I just say I've got nice clothes. I just wear suits, but yeah, I'm not that cool.
Please. Well, when have we ever wanted to be cool? Well, we did.
Oh, no. I mean, of course we did for all of our teens and early 20s.
20s, 30s.
But now,
no thanks. No way. We know who we are. We're not going to have any of this nonsense. Do you want to know something great, though?
Oh, my God, I'd love to know something great.
Oh, you can hear the clock ticking. Now, where have I put it?
Can you hear the clock ticking in that minging hallway?
In the minging hallway, yes. Here we go.
Go on.
Well, clang to you at Tom Indeed. I'm now following. Thanks for the lovely mention from you, Susie Ruffle Comedy, about Sunset Boulevard musical. Clang to me too. Also, Max has played, it references the guy who plays Max in Sunset Boulevard, because Rachel Tucker listened to the podcast last week. Can you believe it? She listened.
I can't believe it. Rachel Tucker listened to the podcast.
She's following us on Instagram.
End
it worked.
Star.
It all worked. Our ploy to be friends with actually talented people.
Thanks, Tom. I'm right here.
No, but we're already friends.
That oh, okay, count. Fine.
We're the starting point.
I know, because as you know, I would love to be in the West End. I'd love to be a West End Wendy, that sort of thing.
Of course.
Well, so I wonder whether Rachel Tucker can get me any sort of auditions.
I'm sure.
Or I'd rather sort of not audition, if I'm honest, because I feel like I might not get it.
Approached. What, you don't think you don't want to go to a dance call? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Is that chorus line?
Yes.
Da, 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 da. Yes, I would. Here's the thing. I'm a great dancer for a comedian. I don't know that I'm a great dancer for the West End.
I'm a great comedian for a dancer, I would say. My next step down.
Well, step will change, I'd say.
Oh, there she goes. Pas de boulet. Is that a dance move? Pas de boulet?
Pas de bourrée.
Pas de bourrée. I think, yes. I confuse, or meld, which is a word we haven't used here for a while.
Oh, yes.
I confuse pas de bourrée with Patty Boulay.
Who's Patty Boulay when she's at home?
Who am I thinking of? Patty LuPone. And
Patty
I end up saying pas de bourrée.
Yeah, so Patty LuPone, West End star, done a lot of Sondheim. Broadway, really. Oh. She's in the Sondheim thing, isn't she?
She
I've got tickets for.
Is in it? Is she in it?
Well,
no, Bernadette Peters is in it.
Sorry.
But in the one they put out on New Year.
And of course she was in Company. Company! Does anyone still wear hats? But yes, two different things. So one is part of Boré is step of the something. Step of the Boré.
Exactly. Right.
You know, the Boré.
The Boré, right.
Step of the Boré. Any dancers do email in, and Patty LuPone is a woman,
yes,
who can really sing, to be fair to her.
She can,
and sort of a gay icon, I'd say.
Oh yeah, as with Bernadette Peters as well. I mean, if you're a big fan of Sunday in the Park with Georgia, of course I am,
of course.
Finishing the Hat, of course, which is what I do want played at my funeral or wedding, whichever one comes first. It's not a very good wedding song, though, is it? Finishing.
Do you think you'd get married?
Well, I mean, it's nice to have the option, isn't it?
It is nice to have the option, yeah. You could have that great song from Company. You know, that would be a fun song for a wedding.
Yes, that would be a fun one, wouldn't it? I tell you, we're merging into a word and musical-based podcast here, aren't we?
We are. Words and Music, which I think was a film with Hugh Grant.
Oh! Also, it was a show... No, Song and Dance, I'm thinking of, which was an Andrew Lloyd Webber piece, which my Uncle Andy was in, Andrew Norman.
Oh, Clang.
Clang.
Well, of course, that has a couple of the same songs as Tell Me on a Sunday, which I saw Denise Van Outen in.
Clang went the trolley.
I saw her. I feel like I can tell this on this podcast. Mm. So when we were at the Attitude Awards, we were looking over and Alice went, oh, look, there's Steph McGovern. Oh, look, there's Steph McGovern and her wife. And then I looked over and I said, no, dear, that's Denise Van Outen. And I don't know why, but it just really tickled us.
Oh.
No, dear, that's Denise Van Outen. And she went, oh, yeah, of course it's Denise Van Outen. And then we went over and said hello. And then, of course, I can't help but compliment people when I meet them.
Mm, that's a lovely thing to do.
I had to say, hello, Denise. I'm Susie.
She would have known.
I loved you in Tell Me on a Sunday. And she went, God, that was a long time ago. And I said, yes.
Yes, okay.
Because I was still at drama school, Tom. Can you imagine me that young?
Oh, my goodness. In training, a little ingenue, as they
say. Long hair, slick back, always in a ponytail that was so tight. Fans of football, a ponytail as tight as Beth England. That will make sense to seven people and they'll really enjoy it.
Would you have dance pants on as well? Like a shiny dance pant?
Well, what do you mean? The sort of sweatpants?
Like those trousers that are sort of like a jogger but shiny.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't wear those so much at drama school, but yes, when I was growing up, when I was going to Tap on Tuesdays, Modern on Wednesdays, Ballet on Saturday mornings, yes, I would be wearing that sort of thing.
Lesbian Reptile Club on Thursday?
Well, I would have thought so, yes.
Probably.
Gosh, but that was more of a pop-in scenario.
That was more of a pop-in. Okay. A fun-packed week. You must have been exhausted.
Yeah, I was tired a lot of the time.
Did you have a pineapple dance bag, sport bag?
Oh, yes. I think I did have a pineapple dance bag because that show was massive at the time.
Mm.
What happened to Louis Spence?
He's still around, I think. He's still shimmying through corridors.
So, yeah, I did have that sort of thing. Yeah, loved it. Absolutely loved it, mate.
I really wanted to be part of that world. When I went to the Patricia Hammond School of Dramatic Art here in Bromley, there were Saturday classes with, I think, someone called Miss Angie and Miss Debbie. They were the dance teachers. And I always wanted to do dance, but I was too shy of it. It wasn't really my world, and I was too shy to ask. So I just stuck to my drama classes, just did the drama today.
Well, I've said to you before, if you'd like a dance lesson, we could always do it. We could do it in the Minging Lounge.
I'm all a fan of, like, learning those things that you wanted to do as a kid but were too shy or couldn't for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think so. I think we should encourage hobbies.
Yes.
As an adult.
Lifelong learning. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Have you heard about the University of the Third? What's it called? University of the Third?
Third Age.
Yes.
I did.
We're not quite there yet. We're not quite there yet, but I think that's a great thing.
Well, that was the first time I engaged with Noel Coward because I did a Noel Coward song at a University of the Third Age concert in the function room above Bromley Central Library when I was at school.
Now, do you think the signs were there? That you had the gift?
Look, it may have been a way to get out of PE on a Wednesday morning near the end of the autumn term.
What song did you sing? What Noel Coward song did you sing?
I actually did two. I did I've Been to a Marvelous Party and London Pride. London Pride has been handed down to us. It's sort of a song during the Blitz, really. I think that's
not so much. You're not like, there's a bear and a man in a harness. Not that sort of London Pride.
Not that sort of London Pride. How true. How funny that that song doesn't get sung more at London Pride. Maybe I should introduce it.
I'm not sure how. I don't know.
We should get a float at London Pride, do you think?
Oh, what, just for like-minded friends?
Just us at the back, but maybe like an hour late. So like everybody else is gone. It's just us basically on a bus.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
67 bus going through Oxford.
I tell you what we could get. We wouldn't really need we wouldn't really need a float, would we? We could just have like, what about like an open top Jeep, like Challenge Annika?
Oh, that's cute. Or like they had in Queer as Folk, yeah.
Oh, into it, love it.
Into it,
love it. That's how I talk now. Love it.
Into it, yes. Into it, I'm here for that. I'm here for it.
I'm so here for it.
Rachel Tucker, though, what a lovely thing. What a lovely thing that she got in touch with me. What a lovely person.
Oh, yes.
I'm just thrilled. I just hope she listens to this week as well, and I hope she's a lifelong listener.
I hope so.
People have said guest, ?
Oh, guest. Yes, please.
Mm.
Christopher?
Mm. Yes, we'll do it.
Hi, guys. Fatia El Ghori here. Quick question, bruv. Do you like to laugh? Do you like to give money to good causes? Course you do, bruv, course you do. Well, listen, on Thursday the 2nd of November at Hackney Empire, I'm hosting a comedy night with a star-studded lineup. Heard of Rob Beckett, Jack D, Kerry Godleyman, Axel Blake, Joanne McNally, Harry Hill? Well, yeah, I pulled some strings, didn't I? They're all going to be joining me to raise money for the British Red Cross, Morocco Earthquake and Libya Floods Appeal. It's a win for your dopamine levels and your morals. So get your tickets at Hackney Empire or Ticketmaster. See you there, innit?
Should we have some emails? Well, let's do this one. Hi, guys. My name's Rob, and I've been working from home since the world changed in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I've always listened to music. However, recently I've started playing around with podcasts to see what all the fuss is about. Mm. Thankfully, I found your show. I loved it. I think your witty banter and chit-chat is just so brill. It brightens up my week. Now, of course, it's worth pointing out that I never read these before I read them aloud, which, of course, as a dyslexic, is I'm really playing with fire.
That's the examiner. That's what this show is about.
It would be funny, wouldn't it, if it was like... This is, your podcast is rubbish. I hate you. But that's not what he said. Don't worry. Anyway, the reason I thought I'd write to you was being a novice of the old podcasts, I wasn't too sure what to do. So I just started to listen to yours from the top. God. Literally.
Whoever he was.
Not noticing they were all dated, I spent the first 5 weeks going down the list instead of going up. What an utter tool. I can't believe I've been listening to your stories back to front. Even when I got to an episode where you were discussing how well Tom did at the Comedy Awards, then the next episode he was talking about how excited he was to do it. I still didn't twig. I just thought that my retro iPod was screwed. Anyway, I've now twigged and I've been listening to your shows from 2015. Oh my gosh.
Oh God, was that when we started? I thought it was 2016. I was explaining to Mitch, who's doing the boot room, that we've been doing this for years. Clang. And he said, yes, you were one of the first. And I was like, yes, one of the first.
one of the last. Does that mean that it's a huge success and you have thousands of listeners?
No.
Well, we do have thousands of listeners, but we don't have millions.
Do we? Oh, that's good.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we've got thousands, Tom. Tens of thousands.
Gosh, and now Rachel.
Tens of thousands of people listen to this. And now Rachel Tucker. I mean,
Rachel Tucker is listening to our podcast. I can't believe it.
Couldn't you believe it? It's been great to share everything with Susie going from being single to getting married, moving to a new house, and the arrival of her lovely daughter, and Tom with his love of bread, his garden, his veg patch, and recently becoming a gunkle. My wife and I both love the show and can't wait to see Tom live in Liverpool next year. We were away when Susie played Southport recently. That's actually this week. Oh God, Rob, you don't know where you are in the world.
That's actually good news for you, Rob. Good news for you.
However, we're hoping to see you next time, and maybe you could do a joint tour or Like-Minded Friends Live. One last thing. I love the sax music at the start of your show. Do you know what it's called? Oh. Sending love to you both from Liverpool. Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. I didn't know there was
that's
music.
Rob. Oh, yeah, it's piano and then like...
Oh, no, I have heard it. I wonder what it's called.
Because I think that people seem to think...
We've got a band.
Yeah.
We've got a band here with it. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that's lovely. Maybe, it does sound like this listener is maybe a Time Lord. Maybe that's why he's been listening out of sequence.
That makes a lot more sense. So Rob is the new Doctor Who? That's the guy, isn't it?
Yeah, Dr. Wen. Dr. Wen, are you playing Southport? Yeah. I hope this gets from in time.
That's really made me laugh. Dearest Susie and Tom, I wanted to say hi. You sit with me in the middle of a little Venn diagram of being queer, working class, and obsessed with interior designs, and I love it. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about not using the overhead light. How? I'm sure you both mentioned that you don't. Your room's not dark in the evening. I keep seeing all the interior design Instagrams posting with an audio about having no top light on. But how do you have enough lamps to make that work? And then, do you turn them all on individually? I'm looking at buying a flat in about 2 years, but obviously I've already planned much of the interior design-wise, but I just can't understand how you don't have overhead lights. Wow, she has real strong feelings about this.
I know, classic like-minded friend, yes.
But it'd be really convenient for me because I take a lot of naps.
Oh.
And the overhead light is very annoying.
Lovely inside, yeah.
Also, I've booked my first open spot for stand-up and I'm low-key shitting myself. I have some material together, but I'm terrified of not remembering it, speaking too fast, missing a punchline, and then panicking and trying to ram all in later so it doesn't land. We've done all of that.
I was going to say, have you seen either of our shows?
That's kind of it on a good night. Over-rehearsing it so it's wooden, you're talking to... Pinocchio here.
No.
And I just wanted some tips and reassurance, really.
I think just talk about lighting, you know, but believe in it. Believe in it. That's all.
Yes.
Easiest.
I'm scared about having an hysterical breakdown on stage. Thanks for the pod. Bye.
If that happens, Rosie, then, you know, you've got a great anecdote afterwards.
That's the thing. What would you say to someone? Because we often get asked that, don't we? What would you say to someone that was trying stand-up for the first time?
Well, you just got to do the first one, really. It's annoying, isn't it?
I think the thing is as well is that people assume that you're sort of good to start with, and you're not. You're sort of, you're good in fits and starts.
You're allowed to be, yeah, you're allowed to be new. Allow yourself to be new. Yeah.
Yeah. There's moments where you're good. I mean, in like a minute, you might have like 20 seconds where you're like, oh, that bit was quite good. And then the next 20 seconds would be like, oh no.
Absolutely.
No one laughed. And then it's okay to be.
Absolutely.
It's okay to be rubbish at things to begin with.
Yeah. You allow yourself, like, we don't allow ourselves, exactly about the hobbies thing. We don't allow ourselves to learn, to try something, to just, you know, have a go.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be your defining thing you do for the rest of your life. It might be something you do once. It might be something that you do for a year. You might do it for 10 years. You might do it for the rest of the day you die. You know, who knows? But I think just getting through that first one, I mean, I just saw it as like, get through it, just get through it, say the words.
Was your first routine, was it, did you read from a diary? Do I remember?
I used to read letters. I did that in my first sort of show. Half sort of shared show in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I used to read some complaint letters actually. And then someone told me that would never fly.
Oh, that's funny. What, like you were points of view?
Kind of thing. Yeah, that was back in 2006, yes.
Oh my goodness. Bit different. When I was, of course, just born.
Just born, Susie. But in terms of the lighting, well, I've got,
yes, of course,
these light bulbs that I control with my phone. Which I've found useful.
Like you're a tech at a nice theatre.
Yes, exactly like that. I feel exactly like a techie. And so that helps. Or just go around and switch them on. But you could have zoned lighting. So you could have like focus lighting for like a desk or seating area where you might read. But then a more sort of amber glow, you know, created with lamps or indeed light bulbs.
Or some fluorescent paint.
Or just paint it fluorescent yellow and then you don't need to worry at all.
No, and it would sort of hum just because of the frequency.
Just
with
the frequency of it all. So I hope that's been helpful.
I hope that's helped. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's Like-Minded Friends.
Yes.
Tom, where are you? Oh, you're heading off for lunch with your accountant, of course.
Of course. And then I'm in Newcastle Thursday onwards.
Oh, lovely. Well, have a lovely time in Newcastle. I'm just about to leave. If you want to get in touch with us, you always can. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. Rachel Tucker, let us know when you're available for a sit-down chat.
We would, oh my goodness, imagine if we interviewed Rachel Tucker.
For a walk through her career.
I mean, if you get to see Sunset Boulevard, I would really recommend going to see it with Rachel Tucker because...
Which is Mondays.
Mondays she's doing.
Yeah.
I just think you won't be disappointed. And wear trainers because you've got to be ahead of those organized little gays who give a standing ovation at the first note. So you've got to be ready to stand up.
Right. Don't wear a heel.
It's my advice.
You learnt the hard way.
It was like a squat class. That's how much we were standing up and sitting down. And, you know, it was just be mindful of it. Or
good to know.
Pack some weights, you know,
and then literally make it a class.
Yeah, work on your quads. I mean, I mean, some of the gays down the front. Oh my goodness, it was like a fire drill. Up and down, up and down. Couldn't stand up quick enough. Anyway.
Oh, I love you. Right.
I love you too.
See you next week.
See you next week, everyone. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.